السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد، إن شاء الله today we'll continue in أسماء الله الحسنى. I think today is the 26th or the 27th name, I'm not sure. Today's name, inshallah, an attribute will be Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud. And in the Arabic language, when you look up the word Al-Wadud or Wud, the equivalent to it, or to translate it from Arabic to Arabic, or explain it from Arabic to Arabic, will be hub, will be love. Wud is equal to love. Not quite. But when, inshallah, we'll get to know what is the difference between wud and hub. Hub, to mean in love, the word is used to describe teeth. Teeth. So when the teeth are brilliant, clean, beautiful, then the word hub fits it. It describes the camel as it sits. Okay. Meaning it has that connotation of istislam, submission, and surrendering. Hub also is used for al-qirat, the earring that women wear. That it describes the way it changes. Meaning, you know, it moves, goes up and down, right and left. It does not have, because it is hanging, then it has a certain, does not have a certain way about it. It changes. And this is what, in Arabic, what love is described by. Okay, that which is nice and beautiful, that which is submissive and surrendering, that which is does not stay the same. The emotion goes up and down, you know, and so forth. But love has to do with the what's inside. Hub has to do with the inside. Wood has to do with the outside. Okay? In order for you to express your love, you become in a level of wood. You become in a level of expressing that emotion that you have, that feeling that you have, in a way that the people would see it, okay? That the people, that the one that you love will experience that wood, that love in a way of wood, okay? So when we have wood toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is wood that, well, first let us say the wood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has toward us. Of course, Allah has love toward us. Okay? Allah loves us. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ He loves them and they love him. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودِ He's the one who forgives, and wadood, here meaning the one that gets close to you and does things for you so you would love him. Okay? So he is not just doing love in meaning in a way of hub, but in a way of wood. So Allah gets close to us with actions, so we can love Him. Now this understanding is very, very unique to us, because there is a difference between a relationship between the Creator and the creation in a way of qahr, in a way of compelling, and in a way of wood, in a way of hub and a way of love. All beings that Allah created in the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them and asked them, "Itiya taw'an aw karha." Come by force, or you come taw'an, as willing to submit, and they'll make you submit all the time. They said, "Atayna ta'een." They said, "We come in and surrendering." So the heavens and the earth, they worship Allah, and they have a special relationship with Allah. That shows the attribute of Allah that has to do with Qahar. Al-Qahar, we talked about it, the one who compels. So that relationship between Allah and the animal life and the birds and the skies, the heavens, the earth, the plant life, the mountains, everything. It's a relationship that magnifies the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attribute of Al-Qahhar. But with us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's relationship with us magnifies a whole different attribute, which is wood, which is hub, which is love. Because we can, we have the option to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, to worship or not, to submit and surrender or not, to become a Muslim or not. So when we choose to come close to Allah, that choice is because of that relationship of love. Example, the animal life and all beings, they get sustenance from Allah, and that sustenance, they take it and do not quite appreciate it like a human being. The animal will eat what you give it and, you know, praise Allah automatically, if you will. This is an innate quality in the animal, constantly praise Allah. A human being can be like an animal, okay? Eat and seek pleasure and be like an animal. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلِ الْأَنْعَامُ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ. That those kuffar, they seek pleasure and they eat like animal is like cattle eat, and then they will enter hellfire. Okay? What does that mean? They do not connect that rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them with Allah. They take it in a way of pleasure, but they do not connect it to Allah. When a Muslim and the one who recognizes what Allah has given them, when they take what Allah has given them, they take it in a way of appreciation. And then the one who gets meaning, appreciation, you can eat. You do not eat for fuel, not like animals. You give an animal or a bird that same food, combination of food every day. That's fine with them. That's okay. They will eat and drink the same water and they're fine. They're happy. Okay? Because they eat for fuel. But a human being can eat something salty and enjoy it, and then feel like something sweet and they eat it, they enjoy it. They feel like drinking something sour, they drink it. They drink something that has some kind of a different taste of something, and they drink it, and so forth and so on. Variety of things. That is enjoyment by itself. Okay? And of cooking the food and putting this on it and make it taste like this, and then you put it in your tongue and then you say, this is maybe it needs a little bit of here. It's a whole different level. It's not a fuel anymore. Okay? But now a believer that's close to Allah takes it even further than that. Okay? Look at the what Allah has given you in a way that is how beautiful it is. Okay? The roses and flowers that grows around. It grows in many colors and many designs. Why is that? That's a whole enjoyment. This is, you look at this and you think of Allah al-Wadud, the one who, you know, does things so you could think of Allah as the one who gives you things that you enjoy, gets you close to Him. You look at the food now, it's a completely different way. It is, yes, it's a variety, and even you can beautify it, and the food, the kind of food that Allah has given us in a different colors and a different, you know, shapes and forms and so forth, in a way of enjoyment, just looking at it. And just not only food, the mountain that you look at, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, look at the birds, and some of them are very dark, black. And look at the mountains, that is red, some reddish color in it. And of course, when you look at it with the snow on it, it is white, and so forth. The mountain can function without all this beauty. The plant life can function without all this beauty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create this dimension in it. And that dimension makes us get close to Allah in a whole different level. And the level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wadood, does something for us to get us close to Him. He loves us, and He shows how much He loves us by doing things for us, just for the purpose that we get close to Him. Now, the wood do we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also, it is not just hub, it is wood. Hub alone, it is something in the heart and it is done. Okay? But hub, in a way of expression, that is wood. So we get close to Allah by worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing more than what Allah asks us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that ما زال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. We know this hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in hadith Qudsi, my servant still comes to me with actions more than what I asked him to do until I love him. That's a state of love with Allah, and a state of ihsan with Allah. We don't do just only what Allah has asked us, but we do more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now you're going to come close to me in a way of love because you're doing more than what you are asked. So in a way of love, not just in your heart, but it's expressed by actions. Now you are very close to Allah. You are expressing that love. Then Allah, how does Allah express that love to us back? Allah says, until I love Him. So that love translates to wood. And how? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when I love Him, I'll be the vision that He sees with, the hearing that He sees with, that He hears with, the hands that He uses, the feet that He uses. That means this now, Allah give us benefit because of His love to us that is special more than any other human being. Okay? Now, what does that mean? I'll be the vision that He sees with. See? When one is protecting his vision, protecting his hearing, protecting his hand, protecting his feet, meaning doing that which is halal, looking at that which is halal, hearing that which is halal, you know, and they're touching that which is halal, working with that which is halal, going toward that which is halal only. That takes work. It takes work. It takes energy. It takes, you know, preventing one from doing something, and it takes efforts to do this. Okay? Because you are capable of doing both. So when you get close to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the benefit of this which you are constraining yourself to do. It will be a pleasure. How? When you have the vision of Allah. Allah is the pure, Al-Quddus. So when Allah says, when I love you, I'll give you my vision, the vision that you see with, that means only that which is proper will be pleased to you to look at. That which is not proper, it will get you to feel not an easy and hateful kind of feeling, not a very good feeling. Where a person who is away from Allah and he does not have the vision that is has quds in it, has purity in it, that vision of looking at that which is not proper, it might not affect him as much. Okay? So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking us to get close to Him with a certain actions we do. Then we do more than that. Then Allah, that means we love Allah so much. This is, by the way, maqam al-ihsan, you are doing the action and worshiping Allah as if you see Him. Okay? Then Allah will give you, will purify you so you only see that which is proper and feel comfortable with. If the person he can listen to songs all day long and does not bother them, or music, let us say. Songs, it depends on what kind of words it is. By the way, songs not necessarily music. So one can listen to music and does not bother them. And some, if you listen to music, if watching television and a commercial has just some music that stays a little bit too long, they put it on mute. Because you cannot hear it, it just bothers his ears. That is an ear that seeks the pleasure of Allah and cannot stand anything that spoils it. Okay? And the hands and feet and so forth. So this is the wood with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we said the meaning of hub and wood, the wood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get close to us with, He loves us and He expressed this love in wood. And we worship Allah, but then we love Allah, but then we express that love, we're doing more. This is the wood that we have with Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more wood. Now, the wood that we have amongst ourselves, what is the difference between wood and rahmah? Okay? Wood and rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said between man and a woman, the husband and wife, وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. So there is a difference. There is a difference between mawadda and rahmah. Because we can actually mix them up. Okay? When you have rahmah toward a person, you like to do things for them. Be merciful with them, right? But wood is to react that way or act that way without the person is in need of it. You understand? When a person in need of something, then you express that care in a way of rahmah, in a way of mercy. Okay? When a person is in need to come to you, you express the mercy that you have, that Allah has given you, by taking care of them. You find a person who's going to be in a harm and you try to prevent that harm and so forth, that's mercy, that is rahmah. But when you act in this manner without the need of the person, that is wood. Okay? That is a whole different level. So between a husband and a wife, this wood should be there. That they do things for each other out of love, but love is not just a feeling, it's an expression, which is wood, and without the other person is in need of it. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying this is wood between husband and wife. But then there is always also rahmah. Another word, and those who are married can relate to this, right? Sometimes you don't feel like wood anymore, right? I hear laughs, okay? Okay? Meaning, okay, problems come here and there, right? But now when there is a need, the rahmah kicks in. Okay? If your wife is in need or your husband in need of something and you do not cover it for them, you do not take care of it for them, that is, you are away from the rahmah now. We're not expressing rahmah. This is not good. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you know, here is mawadda and then also rahmah. Okay? And that is magnified in what if one of the spouses is becomes sick and cannot actually have any wood. They might have love, but they cannot express it anymore. Because physically they are, cannot, you know, move, they are very sick and so forth. Okay? Now, you might, the wood might be exhausted with you, but the rahmah must be there. Okay? The rahmah must be there. Okay? So, the relationship with each other, we have to think about this wood. You do not wait until there is a need to express love to your brother. Okay? Or sisters to their sisters. Okay? As a story, one scholar was given that. He was saying that a man is the time of Khilafah, at some Khilafah. And a man, he was being from a different area. He was coming to town and he was being chased and he thought refuge in a house. He just got into a place and he said to the man, he said, ajiruk, that I ajiruka, that I astajiruka, I need your protection. So he said, ajartuka, I give you jiwar, meaning you are my neighbor, you are okay, you are my guest here. And he dealt with him for 4 months, kept him, gave him food, gave him everything he needs, and did not even ask him what your name is. Okay? Then he said, I would like to go now, and it's time to go, and I go back to my town, to my country. And he gave him food, he gave him what he can carry with him in the travel, he gave him something to carry him, an animal to carry him, and he found a caravan going there, and he, you know, directed him to the caravan and said goodbye to him. And the time goes by, and then this man goes to his town, and he was actually was moved up in the ranks, and he became close to the Khalifa. And one day, he said, I was there, and the Khalifa was, and the guards were bringing people in, and there was one particular person they were looking to get. And they finally got him, and they brought him in. Brought him in, all beat up, all bleeding, you know, and so forth. And they said, tomorrow he's going to be executed. So the Khalifa said, I am going to leave him with you, okay, with this man. He said, because I do not trust anybody but you, okay, for the night until tomorrow. So he took him in and guarded him, and then he turned out to be the same man that protected him for 4 months, a year passed or so. So now, he at first did not recognize him. And when he recognized him, he could not believe that this is the man. He told him, yes, I am the one who took you in. and did not ask you who you are and what's your name. He said, I cannot help but to protect you. I have to pay back for what you have done for me. No matter what happened, I'm going to protect you. You go. And he cleaned him up, fed him, and he said, you go. He said, I cannot even go. If I go anywhere, I'll be brought back again. So this man, he now he's going to talk to the Khalifa. How he's going to answer the Khalifa, he's not going to bring him in with him. So he said he took his kafan. You know what kafan is, right? The one that you use for the janazah, for when the person die, meaning he knows he's going to die. And he took it with him to indicate, no matter what happened, you have to kill me first or you're not getting to him. So he said, where is he? He said, he's not coming. What do you mean he's not coming? He said, no. He said, no, I'm going to protect him, even if you kill me. He said, why do you stand by him? He said, this man, when I was in need, I ran to him, and he gave me without even knowing what kind of problem I went through, if I was guilty or not, what my name is, for 4 months, and he took care of me. I have to pay him back. He said, he is such a man? He said, yes. He said, you cannot pay him back. He said, what? He said, why? He said, because now you are paying him back and know who he is, what he's going through, and what his name. He did this when he did not know anything about you. You actually cannot pay him back. No matter what you do, you cannot pay him back. But I am the one who can pay him back. And he set him free. He let him go free. So the point is, that is the difference, okay? The difference of doing something without a reason, a particular reason, or a particular payment. You're just doing something for the sake of Allah, or doing something to repay someone. A big difference. When Umar radiallahu anhu, with Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, as they were checking the condition of the ummah at night, and he goes to a caravan, and he said to Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, let us sit here and guard the caravan. Okay? Imagine this, right? We want to do something for Sabilillah. Okay? So here's a caravan. Let's sit around here and protect it. Okay? Stay here for a couple of hours for Sabilillah to get some reward from Allah. And he was the Khalifa. And then he hears a baby crying. And the baby keeps crying. Then he follows the sound of the baby, and then he calls his mother, say, feed the baby. Feed the child. And he comes back. And then after the baby's still crying. He goes two or three times. Finally, she said, what is the matter with you? Why are you worried about us? Just leave us alone. I'm trying to wean the baby. Don't you know that Umar does not pay a payment for a child until the child is weaned? So the companion said, at Fajr, the following Fajr, they could not understand Umar radiallahu anhu's recitation because of the tears and the cry that he was crying. Okay? And he was repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, Ya Allah, I want to know, Ya Allah, if you have forgiven me so I can, you know, be content with the forgiveness, or you're still angry with me because of what I have done, Ya Allah. How dare I, you know, make that judgment? That wait until how many child babies were hungry because of me? Did not die, would not get harmed, just hungry. Just babies were crying and hungry because of Umar. And he was crying tears. Looking at what happened in Palestine, what happened in Gaza, and those rulers around Palestine preventing not just the food and get them hungry, they letting them die, letting them suffer. I don't know if you know the children that was clinging to their mothers for 3 or 4 days and the mother was dead. And the atrocity of their enemy, they would bomb an area and then surround it, so those who are there still can die from their pain and the children die of hunger. Okay? How can a person who has the authority to open a gate and get all the help in, or open the gate and just step back and let people do the work, how can they sleep? Or how are they going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay. The wood, it is the relationship between Allah to us and between us toward Allah and between each other. And it is a level of expressing the love. It is not just feeling the love. And those who take care of their relationship with others and the relationship with Allah, Allah will give them this hope in a way of expression that they could never experience otherwise. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. InshaAllah, please, if you would like to make comments, inshaAllah. You have the microphone, I put it here somewhere. Yes. Yes. Well, you know, from now on, as you sit in here, you prepare yourself as you listen in to what comments you're going to make, inshallah. Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The relationship which you mentioned in the Hadith Qudsi, it's also go both way, I mean the other way, subhanallah, that once you reach this level of wood between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you increase the nawafil, and you have this relation, the worship itself become pleasure.
Masha'Allah.
I mean, not only, you know, you start staying away from haram and stuff like that, it's easy. Of course, it's become so much easier to stay away from what Allah prohibited. But the worship itself, which you are, you know, increasing, and you know, it was hard on you in the beginning, it's become really pleasure. Mm-hmm. And that's what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached, you know, to the point that the salah was his qurrat ayn. Yani. Mm-hmm. He was, yani, even if when he's stressed, he go and pray, and he cannot wait until the nightfall come to go. And I could imagine how much pleasure he have, yani. Subhanallah. And this is the ultimate wood from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers. Wallahu a'lam.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Allah barakatuh.
Yeah, mashallah, very good explanation.
Keep the microphone close, inshallah.
Between both and hope. Mm-hmm. And both is more like expression of love, as you explained. And
yes.
And we as a human being, we have different tendencies. Some people express more, some less.
Yes.
And, you know, that is what is appropriate for a man is maybe different from a woman.
Right.
And that makes a lot of difference. All this yes. complaint from women that men are not expressing that much.
Yes. We tend to be not very smart in this. Yes. According to women, anyway.
Also, this is more for the strangers. The wood, probably, rahma is more for the relatives. And wood, like if you're helping some stranger, is more like you'll categorize more as rahma or wood.
Yeah. Yes. I'm doing that. Skipped you. Okay. I could see you moving quickly.
Inshallah, if Sheikh helped me, I wasn't sure if this was a... I can't remember the exact thing, maybe you know it, but as far as I remember, there was a war, and within the war, there was a lady there, and she lost her baby, and with losing her baby, she turned insane. So the Sahaba was pointing out the lady and saying, look, how she lost her baby child, and she's insane, she turned crazy. And our Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, imagine Allah, the woman only gave birth to that child, but imagine Allah who created us, and we are lost in this world, as in like have no iman, and yeah.
Well, the story is that she found the baby and she hugged the baby. And so Rasulullah referred of the relationship this woman that she has with her baby. Allah has more mercy than this woman for her baby, or have more mercy for his creation than this woman has for the baby.
I think for the love of, that Allah has for us. Yes. It was a little story that I wanted to share, but I couldn't remember. So thank you.
Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm trying to remember an ayah in the Quran. Yaj'al Allahu lahum widdan. Is it in Surah Maryam or something like that?
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل الله لهم سيجعل الله لهم ودا نعم سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا
نعم okay. So الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات
نعم
okay. I just want to see what that qualification is for getting wood.
yes mashallah, this is this is a special relationship. Yes. Those who, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, those who believe and do the good deeds, Allah will make wood for them or between them or toward them. Allah will give them wood. Okay, so the concept of wood, Allah will give us to us in abundance. When we are doing, when we worship Allah or believe in Allah and do the good deeds, yes. Yes. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
I was thinking about this. When you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used only his attribute as a Rahim, it was enough for us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses more than Ar-Rahim, mm-hmm. which is also Al-Wadud, which is again, if we always going to be in need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the most merciful. Mm-hmm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to actually to get us closer to Him, mm-hmm. is the another attribute, which is Al-Wadud. Mm-hmm. So subhanAllah, this is from His wood and His from His rahmah too.
Yeah, inshaAllah.
We sometimes describe a person. We said, "Oh, look, he's wadud. You know, his face is wadud, or you know, he's like always smiling, nice." Is that including the meaning? Is wadud Allah wadud? Because Allah is Almighty, Allah mm-hmm. is Qahar, Allah mm-hmm. is Jabbar, Allah, all the yeah. attribute mm-hmm. of power. Mm-hmm. And when you put Wadud with it, it's really give it a whole different a dimension, you know.
Yes. Yes.
That Allah also
Wadud. From Asma al-Jamal.
Yeah.
Naam. Yes, a person who's, well, the wood is has to do with action. Okay?
Action.
Yes, action. So, a smile is wood.
Right, right.
Yes, because it's an action of expression of love. Yes. Right. You know, shaking your hand is wood. Giving you a hug is wood.
I mean,
moving something out of you that will harm you in your jacket, you know?
right.
Or something is wood. Yeah.
I have like, different... a hadith going in my mind about the Day of Judgment and also give how much Allah wadud. One of it, you know the Day of Judgment and the calamity and everybody mm-hmm. want just to, enter heaven and mm-hmm. and there is a hadith Qudsi, I think, that the last one who is going to enter heaven, so Allah take him from hellfire and just put him near the door.
Yeah.
So he looked inside, you know, and he said,
"That is what
can I? Yeah, can I go inside?"
Allah showed him things to be to take him in.
That's give you this hadith. Give you how Allah would do, you know that.
Yes.
Just he show him one tree and said, "Can I go to sit near that tree?" And so on until he have a big share of Jannah.
Yes.
You know? So and there is different hadith.
Yes, mashallah.
Yeah, Allah alam.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا